Assalamu alaikum to my dear friends. Assalamu alaikum to all of the followers of the program Lifestyle. As you know, we try to really sanitize our recipes and make them healthier. Today, inshallah, we are going to be doing something that's really soothing, and it's a comfort food, especially in cold and snow. We're going to be making, inshallah, garlic bread with vegetarian soup. Garlic bread, it's really healthy for you. Garlic and vegetarian soup is also, like, vegetables are something that we really need to add into our life more than, you know, we've had before. So I'm just going to start with
the bread. And also, you know, the vegetables that you're using today are three of them anyway, are mentioned in Surah Baqarah.
Really?
When the Jews asked Musa alayhi salam to ask his Lord to send them more variety because we cannot live with one kind of food. Right, was the garlic and the onions and the lentils.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we know what Allah says. But there's a reason why those are mentioned in the Quran, you know, because they have so much
benefit
as medicine.
Exactly,
you know,
definitely. We have instant yeast and active dry yeast. Yeast needs proofing, all right? Mm-hmm. So, like I said, you have to have a warm element to sort of like bring it to life, and then also a sugar element, which the yeast feeds on to actually start proofing it, as they say. But active dry yeast does not need proofing, which is what I'm using, but I'm still good. I still went ahead and proofed it. So what I did was I used, I have 1 cup of warm water or lukewarm water. So the rule of thumb is that you stick your finger inside, and it has to be your blood temperature. So if you don't feel like your finger is burning or anything, then it's perfect. You add your 1 tablespoon of yeast to this, and I have 1 tablespoon of sugar. And then I have 1 egg that I'm gonna beat so it's not so eggy in memory of the first program. I'm just gonna whisk it a little.
So what does the sugar do in the
it activates the yeast, feeds on the sugar.
Yeah.
But you know, scientifically speaking, there is a sugar element in milk. Mm-hmm. Right, there is a sugar element in milk, so it's not supposed to be needed. But sometimes I feel like maybe because the milk people use, especially the company, the factory ones, are so like, they don't have any nutrients, that they don't activate the yeast. Yeah. So this is 5 cups of flour that I have with about 1/4 cups of bran. All right. So this is like 4 and 3/4 cups of flour, and 1/4 cup I added bran. If you want to, you can leave the bran out, but I totally recommend that. It's not going to affect the consistency. It's just 1/4 cup in 5 cups, so it's nothing.
And even last time when we smelt it, it smelt healthier.
Exactly.
You know, like more satisfying.
So I'm just going to give this quick
mix.
Definitely, because you know, white flour, they take away all the nutrients from it.
Factories.
The bran, I heard, is good for the skin too.
Exactly, and hair growth.
Is good for the skin.
I'm going to take a lot of bran.
Yeah, you know, we have to think like.
And hair growth as well, it's really
like
good.
Like, for example, in Surah Yasin, verse 33, Allah says that we bring, there is a sign in it that we bring life out of death from the grain that we bring out of the earth that they eat. You know, the bran, the lentils, mm-hmm. the wheat, the barley, all these are grains, but we don't think of the expanse of it, because they're also beans, you know? Mm-hmm. Generally, in the, I'll say in the West, because it's just basically Google, we look at grains as something that is just, you know, the wheat and, you know, these things. Sorry, I took it away from you.
No, it's okay.
Barley is actually part of, you know, that, what gives us life,
mm-hmm.
and that means
what gives us life.
Good. Thanks.
All right. So as you can see, my yeast has completely become foamy and bubbly, which gives me the green light that it's ready to use and it's fine. And inshallah, I'm not going to do any israf. I'm gonna add this to my half of my flour.
Afraid to use yeast. Sometimes.
Yeah. So many people, like my cousins, they're like, Fatima, you do this. It has yeast in it.
I'm like.
God, it's not like chemical bomb or something. So I used half of the flour almost, and my milk, and my sugar, and the yeast that I proofed. So I'm gonna turn this on low. To this, I'm gonna add my egg that I've whisked.
bread.
You know, actually, I was. Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
When you use egg in a dough, it makes it more puffy. Because you know, one of the elements that aerates a cake is egg. So, like you know, in Italian bread doughs, you don't have any egg. Inshallah, I'm going to be doing some pizza doughs, and I'm going to be doing like two versions, like the American version, which is really thick, and then the Italian version, which is
very thin.
Very thin, exactly. So we don't have. It depends on what you like. And for this garlic bread, I want it to be like really fluffy, and I don't want it to be so thin. So I'm going to add the egg. All right. And then I have 1 cup of lukewarm water. All right. I have 50. Actually, the recipe calls for 100 grams of butter, but I am going to use only 50 grams of butter for the flavor because it really gives this a very rich flavor. And then the other 50 grams, I'm just going to eyeball high quality olive oil. So like about 3-4 tablespoons.
It's interesting that you're putting it inside before it's baked.
Garlic the olive
bread
oil?
Generally,
yeah.
You know, you put it after it's baked.
Wait, it's going to come.
Oh, okay.
That's
more
on way. I'm going to add my salt now. It's almost coming together. I'm going to add my salt. Just a little bit of rosemary in here. And you know what? Like, remember when we did cinnamon rolls and the brown sugar, like, had these little dots and the bran? It had little dots in our dough. So this dough is actually going to look really beautiful. So I'm going to turn it back on. The dough is pulling apart from the dough, which means that it is completely
done.
Ready.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to wash my hands, and then I'm going to use the same high-quality olive oil, and I'm going to put oil on my hands, take the dough out, cover it with oil, and then I'm going to put it back in the bowl, and I'm going to put it in a warm place. So it usually needs about 1 hour to double, but inshallah, we'll see, and we will wait for this dough to double in volume. I went ahead and I put some butter in my pot, and then I added my onion to it. All right, so as you can see, my onions are now a little light, and they're like sort of translucent. I have my onion in here. I'm gonna add my garlic.
Fresh garlic.
I'm doing now garlic, onion, carrots, and I'm putting them in different times because carrots need a little more time to cook. And something interesting is that I realized, like, when I'm cooking in Iran, because of the water and the altitude, it usually takes more time for things to cook. So also keep that in mind as well.
So it takes longer to burn too?
To burn?
Probably not.
I don't know. I'm just going to add a teeny bit of water to this. All right, so I have my zucchini that I'm shredding. Also, zucchini cooks really fast, so I'm chopping them quite big. I'm gonna be doing the celery. Actually, this is what I wanted to show you. So I'm just going to empty all this in here. So I'm adding my chopped parsley to my olive oil. And then I didn't add any butter yet. I'm just gonna add it as soon as I put the parsley in. And let you guys.
You wanna fry it?
Yes.
You fry it before.
Okay.
This is for the garnish. Okay. And then besides this, I'm gonna put some inside the Super Bowl. Just a little bit. What I'm using here is like these blocks of vegetable extract, or you know, I didn't have vegetable broth, so I just wanted to show you that you can make a very, very easy soup, and it's very, very rich and tasty without any chicken stock or vegetable broth or a bone broth or anything like that. So I'm just using these. and they give a lot of flavor and texture to your food. And I recommend that you do not use the meat or chicken ones. If you're living in a non-Muslim country, do not use those. They're haram. If you are
Of course, we can use them, yeah.
But if you're living in an Islamic country, still don't use them because they use the garbage parts of the animal.
Well, I just wanted to say that. One of my concerns all the time is this, that whether they are healthy enough to be used.
That's why I always use the vegetable extract. And then in Iran, we have a lot of variety. I love, like, when I go to this section, there's, like, onion extract, garlic. Rice, if you want to make your soup thick, you know, it's really, really nice. Okay. They even have saffron ones. I should have bought that one. Here I added my chopped bell peppers. I took out my celery, my chopped celery. I added some salt and some pepper to it. Here I have my cinnamon, which is frying with, like, almost no oil. And then the turmeric. And
it
the
really
salt
makes
and pepper.
A difference, that turmeric, doesn't it?
Yes,
the smell.
Definitely. And then, as you realized, so I put all my vegetables in here. I had my, I started with my onion and garlic and then my carrot because it takes more time. Then the zucchini, tomatoes, and turnip. And I didn't add any seasoning to that, if you realize, because I've actually seasoned these two, like, dressings enough, the garnishes enough. But to that, I'm just going to add these blocks, like I said, they're really good. Like, you know, be stocked on them in your pantry, and you can add them to anything. They make pasta taste great. They make, I don't know, everything. Double, and as you see, it's risen beautifully. So it's ready for us to maneuver on it a little. Before I go to the dough, I'm just going to make the filling and put it aside so we have it ready. I have about like 60 grams of butter that I'm going to add about 3 large cloves of garlic. You can make it more garlicky, less garlicky. You can add crushed garlic. You can add shredded garlic like I did. I don't like chunks of garlic cut, you know. If you're using unsalted butter, then make sure to add some salt and pepper to it. And if you're using unsalted butter, then remember it's going to be salty enough. All right, to this I'm going to add some olive oil just to lighten it up a little and make it a little fluid, about 1 tablespoon of olive oil. I'm going to give it a good mix, and it smells amazing. Here I have some shredded mozzarella. You can add Parmigiano, you can add any kind, like cheddar cheese or some kind of cheese that has a flavor. But today I just had mozzarella on hand, so that's what I'm going to be using. Like I said, I'm going to be doing a pull apart bread, right? So, as I said, I'm going to be doing like a pull apart bread. So,
What do you mean by pull apart bread?
Sorry?
What do you mean by pull apart
bread? Pull apart bread is when you you actually put the dough, like the tray, and people start pulling apart from it to have it.
The whole loaf?
Yeah, the whole loaf, exactly. And this is actually a big batch of dough because it's like 5 cups of flour with a lot of hungry people here who have waited for a long time. And we're not going to waste anything. And I washed my hands. My hands are clean. I'm going to refuse to wear gloves. I'm going to flour my surface. And I am going to roll it out. Starts rolling it out. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's a beautiful dough. It's soft.
It feels so good to make bread.
It does. I love it. You know, I want to add something actually personal. My expertise is something totally different, and I've studied like in the academic field in a totally different major, but I was always very, very much passionate about baking and cooking and everything. And I sort of like never had the guts or the courage to go out there about this passion that I had, you know? Mm. Because in the Asian culture, like being a cook or a chef or some things like that are not really looked up to. But
that's where culture can
definitely
can sabotage an Islamic barakat, something that in Islam is very recommended. Culture just, you know, sabotages it.
And but Fatima, I think that was a stereotype. Now everything is getting different.
It
being
is.
A chef
but still
or cook.
A lot of families, yeah. You know, like...
No, I totally look up, I mean, a chef or a good
cook. It's a skill.
Roya,
it's a very
seriously,
yes.
I want... Can you come and smell this?
I
want
do.
To share the joy of
am I allowed? I am allowed.
So this is wow. exactly the same technique as we used for cinnamon rolls.
You ask me because you know I am not very professional.
No,
yes?
No.
You want to give me the joy.
The nose.
Yes. And that's pretty.
I am going to start slicing this so into four parts. Or actually more than four parts.
What if you put it into the oven like that flat on a baking tray?
Yeah,
would
but
it would
that's
not
like, because it's a pull-apart bread, you know.
Oh, pull-apart, yeah.
So that's why
pull
I'm
apart
doing
bread.
Pull-apart parenting.
So I'm going to add my cheese on like this. And
seriously? Cheese?
Cheese, yeah.
Cheese, okay.
It's a cheesy pull-apart
okay,
garlic bread.
Okay, cheesy.
But I really would have preferred if we had Parmigiano because Parmigiano is like a very strong tasting cheese. It has a very rich flavor. Mozzarella is more used like for like, you know, it's the cheese stretches. But this was the only cheese I had at hand, so we're using this.
Maybe
I'm just
going to
do
show?
The layers. Yeah, like this. And
yes.
You know, I didn't bother
okay.
to throw, like to not use these layers that weren't cut like evenly. So my oven has been preheated on 180 degrees. All right, I'm just going to show you like the first part that I'm going to put. Because my pan is quite big, I cut my pieces into bigger parts. But if you have like a normal loaf pan, bismillah.
Wow.
There. So I'm just going to layer these on top like this. And then when I'm finished, I'm going to separate between the sections and then it's going to go in the oven.